Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, ABA RP Checklist for My Family, A Guide to My History, Financial Plans, and Final Wishes, Second Edition by Sally Ball-Herme, is a practical planning guide focused on organizing the information families often need in moments of illness, incapacity, or death. It belongs to the self-help and estate planning category, but it is more of a working document than a conventional advice book. The structure is built around checklists and prompts that help readers gather financial records, legal documents, medical preferences, online account information, and personal history in one place. Its purpose is to reduce uncertainty for both the reader and their survivors by making essential information easier to find, update, and use. The book also emphasizes legacy, encouraging readers to record family memories, personal recollections, and accomplishments alongside formal planning materials. This combination of practical organization and personal record keeping makes it distinctive within the broader field of estate and end-of-life preparation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a checklist-driven method for collecting essential life documents. The checklist structure also supports decision-making because it clarifies what is already in place and what still needs attention. A reader may discover gaps in beneficiary designations, missing passwords, or outdated instructions only after working through the prompts. In that sense, the book is not just a storage tool, but a diagnostic one. It helps readers assess the completeness of their planning and identify weak points before a crisis exposes them. This is a major reason the format is effective for families. The information is not left in scattered notes, memory, or separate files. Instead, it is assembled in a way that another person can realistically follow. That makes the book especially suited to practical use, since the point is not to produce elegant prose, but to leave behind clear, usable instructions. Secondly, bridging financial planning, legal readiness, and medical directives, this integrated approach also reflects a realistic view of how families experience uncertainty. A serious illness, for example, can trigger both medical decisions and financial consequences, while death can require immediate action across records, accounts, and property. The book's framework helps readers prepare for these overlapping demands, rather than assuming that one document or one conversation will be enough. It is especially useful for people who are trying to organize affairs without professional training, because it explains the practical purpose of each category rather than treating the forms as isolated legal artifacts. The result is a clearer understanding of how preparedness works in real life, not as a single plan, but as a connected set of instructions that can be carried out when stress is high and time is limited. Thirdly, making estate planning accessible to non-lawyers and non-experts. The book also stands out because it does not present legal planning as an all-or-nothing task. Readers can use it incrementally, filling in sections over time and returning later to complete or revise them. That flexibility is a major advantage for people who are balancing work, caregiving, or health limitations. It also supports more realistic completion, since many families cannot organize everything in one sitting. The book's practical structure makes legal and financial readiness feel less abstract and more doable. In that sense, it functions as both an organizer and an educational guide. It teaches enough for readers to understand what belongs in the record, but it stops short of overwhelming them with legal theory. That balance is one reason it remains useful in a category where many books either oversimplify or become too technical. Fourthly, preserving family history and personal legacy alongside practical records. This legacy component gives the book broader emotional and generational value. A completed checklist can help survivors manage affairs, but a recorded family history can also serve as a keepsake and reference for descendants. That dual purpose differentiates it from planning manuals that focus only on assets, documents, or funeral arrangements. It gives users a reason to reflect on the meaning of their records, not just their legal utility. For some readers, this may also make the planning process more engaging because it offers a constructive way to think about life review and family continuity. In practical terms, it means the book can be used not only during a crisis, but also as a long-term family archive. That combination of organization and remembrance is one of its most notable qualities. Lastly, a resource designed to reduce stress for survivors and caregivers. The book is also useful because it respects the reality that survivors need more than sympathy. They need usable instructions. A well-organized checklist can save time, limit confusion, and improve communication among relatives, executors, or caregivers. This makes the book especially relevant for people who want to protect their families from administrative chaos during emergencies or after death. Compared with more general estate planning books, it is less concerned with persuasion and more concerned with execution. It does not simply advise readers to plan. It gives them a format for doing so in a way that others can follow. That emphasis on practical relief for survivors is one of the clearest reasons the book has a lasting place in its category. In conclusion, This book is best suited for adults who want a practical, family-centered system for organizing estate, medical, and personal records, especially those who prefer guided checklists over legal theory. It will be useful for people preparing for incapacity, end-of-life planning, caregiving transitions, or simply a more orderly household record system. Its value lies in making a difficult subject concrete. Readers are led to collect documents, note account information, identify decision makers, and preserve personal history in one place. That makes it helpful not only as a planning aid, but also as a communication tool for families and trusted helpers. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its balance of utility and legacy. It does not stop at wills, powers of attorney, and financial lists. It also makes room for family memories and personal recollections. That combination gives the book a broader human purpose while staying firmly practical. Compared with more technical estate planning resources, it is more accessible. Compared with sentimental memory books, it is more actionable. For readers who want a usable record that can truly help their loved ones, it stands out as a highly structured and realistic guide. If you would like to support Sally Ball-Herme, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.